Leibowitz. He's the author of Miracle Man, which is a very interesting twist in a story. Let's speak to William Leibowitz now. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. How are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you. Are you in New York?
Yes, I am, and I appreciate you having me on the show.
It's a pleasure having you here. This is a very interesting book, Miracle Man. The premise of it is fascinating. You know, it kind of brings me back to the old Sherlock Holmes concept. Do you find that to be an analogy?
A little bit, because you have a lot of conflict in the book, a lot of foes against the protagonist, Bobby Austin.
Yeah.
So I kind of see what you mean there.
Well, you have a character that is just beyond human as far as intelligence is concerned. And, yeah, that's where my analogy comes in, where that's at play and you just listen to this person put stuff together. It's kind of fun.
Yeah. He is extraordinary because he actually has an intelligence that's about 10 times that of Albert Einstein. I mean,
yeah.
He's just unique. And, you know, the interesting thing is that he decides ultimately to use this intelligence, as you know, to cure diseases.
Yeah.
And while you'd often think that would just make him everybody's favorite, he has all kind of foes that oppose him, including the big pharmaceutical companies.
Yeah.
And all that.
And that, you know, for me at a point, I kind of thought that I was reading a documentary, because that is just so what would happen.
I agree with you. I agree with you completely, Ron, because, you know, big pharmaceutical companies, realistically, in the last 50 years, I don't think they've cured any diseases when you get right down to it. And so in Miracle Man, Bobby Austin, he decides he's actually going to cure things as opposed to just creating treatments that people have to take endlessly at great expense. And the big pharma companies just look at him like he's their worst nightmare come true, and he becomes their public enemy number one.
Wow. Did you write this book to bring that point out, or where did this come from? Was your central character someone that had influenced you? I mean, how did this come about for you?
I did want to bring out the whole big pharma subject, because I do think something is very wrong when you look at how, you know, heart disease isn't cured, cancer isn't cured, AIDS isn't cured. Like, nothing is cured, but everybody's taking expensive medicines constantly. So I did want to focus on that. But actually, my real motivation was I wanted to create in Bobby Austin a true hero who was not obsessed with celebrity, who does good things, because I think so much of what American society is focused on now are meritless celebrities. You know, I mean, these people with all the reality shows who become famous by being famous, and they don't do anything. And so I wanted to create like an inspirational figure that in some way was believable, and that really was one of my big motivations in writing the book.
That's interesting, because, I mean, again, my analogy, Sherlock Holmes, with this intelligent put two and two together kind of character, this person became, a lot of people think that's a real character, that this man is
right.
And this is kind of the same with your character here.
Well, you know, I agree with you, Ron, because I think someone like this could exist, and I think if he did, he would have the same problems. I think the pharmaceuticals industry would oppose him. Another big foe, there's a lot of political intrigue in the book, as you know, because branches of the government want to make him into like an intellectual weapon. They don't want him using his intelligence on diseases. And then there are other various foes, including his own very complex and somewhat tortured mind.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I actually think if there was someone like this, the story would unfold kind of like it does in Miracle Man.
Yeah. You use the analogy yourself with this Sheldon Cooper character on The Big Bang Theory. I guess there's nothing that would really come closer than that, in the sense that you have a highly intelligent person that is so intelligent that they've missed out on all the social attributes of life, and actually getting an idea of how to even perform social attributes.
Yeah, I think incredible intelligence, and obviously Bobby Austin and Miracle Man is even in a whole different league from Sheldon Cooper. That kind of intelligence, I think, becomes self-isolating and ultimately alienates the person who has it from society at large because, you know, everyone feels awkward talking to him. Mm-hmm. He has spent so much time inside his own head. He's never developed social skills.
Right.
And before you know it, people decide that he's detached, he's distant, he's in his own world, and he becomes more and more isolated, which, you know, can further exacerbate, you know, psychological problems that sometimes people of those extraordinary powers have.
In writing this book and or releasing this book, have you heard comments from people or pharmaceutical companies, or do they not even mention it?
Pharmaceutical companies, no, although I keep checking my car for bombs under the hood. Pharmaceutical companies, no. I actually have gotten a lot of feedback from readers that they sort of completely agree that Big Pharma would probably oppose somebody like this.
Well, you're probably saying something that everybody really wants to say but doesn't have the voice to say it. I would assume the only people that would disagree with your thesis would be the pharmaceutical companies themselves, and probably those that work in them would probably even agree, but those that own it probably wouldn't.
Right.
But there's an analogy here to oil companies.
Yes.
In getting off of oil and getting onto renewable energy and solar and all that kind of stuff. Same kind of deal. It's businesses having a hold on society. Without society really knowing what's going on.
Absolutely. And at the end of the day, these business interests are interested in one thing, and that's their profits. And the common good is sort of, well, you know, another day we'll be concerned about that.
Yeah.
So I think you're completely correct in that, Ron.
Yeah. How long has the book been out?
The book's only been out since late January, and so far I've been very fortunate in the response I'm getting, so I'm really gratified about that.
Because what I'm seeing here is motion picture for two reasons. One is because it's extreme social commentary, and there are many directors that have done their career based on social commentary on films like this. And then it's also got the intrigue and espionage kind of feel, and the thriller kind of feel. So, I mean, you know, I'm looking at movie tickets here.
Well, I hope you're right. I have gotten a lot of readers who said, wow, this would make a great movie.
Yeah.
I just hope someone in Hollywood is listening.
Well,
but I think it
maybe.
Could be a really good movie because I think a lot of the characters are very visual, you know, and would make great movie characters.
Yeah. Usually when I speak to an author and a book has just come out, they're kind of resting just a bit, like when you take a roast beef out of the oven. And I'm sorry to compare you to a roast beef. But usually you've got something else going on in the brain getting ready for the next cooking demonstration.
Yeah, well, actually, I am planning a sequel. I'm sketching it out because the ending, I think, has been a big surprise to a lot of readers in a positive way, and it does sort of point to a sequel, and I'm looking forward to writing that because it's going to be a lot of surprises and action-based and conflict, and I feel comfortable with the characters that were created, so I think a lot of them will carry on really well into a part two.
It's interesting, when I speak to authors, and I know you're going to agree with me, is that the characters that they create, they actually are breathing life all of a sudden. And it's almost sad to end a relationship with a character at a point when you're writing, and I know it's probably the case with you, the character takes you on the journey. You don't write the journey. The character takes you, and you just write it down. And I know that it's kind of sad just to let that go when you have something so strong. That's why I assume the characters are being brought into this next journey.
Yeah, most of them will be, and they do evolve and grow.
Yeah.
So that is definitely very, very interesting. And Bobby is such a complex character that there's just a lot of room, I think, for him to move and grow and evolve as time goes on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the funny thing is, Ron, that in some reviews that I've gotten from readers,
yes,
women in particular gravitate very strongly to Bobby because they just feel they want to protect him. And I've had, like, reviews where I just want to hold him and tell him it's going to be okay. And it's really funny because as an author, you feel you've created something that has become real to people and meaningful. And, mm-hmm, and that was, frankly, a surprise to me and really gratifying.
Yeah, like I say, there's going to come a point where people are going to believe that this is an actual person that was not created, actually has been walking the earth. I mean, that's what happens. And
it's true. As a matter of fact, one reader said that they thought they were reading a biography rather than a novel.
Yeah.
And that was funny because, you know, it meant that everything in it was plausible and rang true to a degree.
You probably start getting requests, how can I get in touch with Bobby?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah. Of course, nobody thinks I'm Bobby, so there's no danger of that.
Okay.
You know?
All right. Why, because the intelligence thing? Hey, come on. All right. It's available everywhere, online certainly, Amazon I would assume.
Yeah, Amazon, paperback and ebook, Barnes & Noble Nook, iBook, and it should be hopefully in more retail stores.
Yeah.
And if people want to find out more about the book, they can go to the website, miraclemanbook.com, and there's a cool video and reviews and synopsis and all that stuff so that they can hopefully whet their appetites a little bit for it.
Fascinating concept, and I know it's going to do very, very well. It's called Miracle Man, and this is author William Leibowitz, and it's available everywhere. And again, is there a website where people can follow your endeavors?
Yeah, that would be miraclemanbook.com. That would be the best way. And there's also a blog on there if they want to communicate with me and all that kind of thing.
Perfecto. Thank you, my friend.
That's great. Thank you so much for having me, Ron. I really appreciate it.
Pleasure. Thanks.
Okay, bye. Take care.